Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD. Central Texas Recovery Update.
We bring you continuing coverage of the floods in Texas 1 week later.
The president comes to Texas, as you heard live on KRLD. President Trump and the First Lady came to Central Texas today to tour the devastation that hit 1 week ago. After the tour, the president hosted a roundtable discussion with first responders.
The search for the missing continues. The people that are doing it are unbelievable people. That you couldn't get better people than this anywhere. Christy, right? Anywhere in the world, you couldn't get better people. And they're doing the job like I don't think anybody else could, frankly. And I want to thank them. I want to thank all of these great first responders who raced into very grave danger. We have some people that were incredible. The single Coast Guard rescue crew saved an incredible 169 children at Camp Mystic, 169. And the camp staff was also incredibly courageous.
KRLD's Russell Scott is in Kerr County with reaction to the president's visit.
A lot of people cheered as the president arrived at the Youth Event Center here in Kerrville. That's being used as the Emergency Coordinating Center.
Awesome.
He's good. Excellent president.
We're thrilled. We're glad he's here.
Time.
Very excited that he is showing us and showing up for his our support. We wish it was for a different reason.
Kerr County Sheriff Larry Leathy gave the president a briefing. Senators Cruz and Cornyn were with him, along with Congressman Roy as well. They all got a tour of the flood-ravaged area along the river. In Kerrville, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD. And 1 week later, we continue to hear unbelievable stories of survival.
Tad and Gina Dupree of Irving were with family in a home in Hunt, Texas, near Camp Mystic. A family member thought there was a plumbing issue until they realized the river was at their front porch, and then the doors blew down. They had to cut through drywall to swim to the roof.
This includes passing our one-year-old daughter, granddaughter, and our three-year-old grandson.
While they are grateful to be alive, they say they are anything but okay. They've seen recent floods in their life, but no one could have predicted this event. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, $30 million in donations has been received so far for the disaster relief effort following the catastrophic flooding. KRLD's Chris Fox has more on where the first $5 million will be going.
Incredible philanthropic response. That's how Austin Dixon of the Community Foundation of Texas Hill Country describes the outpouring of support from all over the world.
In a matter of days, over 100,000 individual donors have already made a gift.
Phase one distribution includes four grants of $1.25 million apiece, the first going to people directly impacted.
This is cash assistance and food to people in need.
Other grants going to local businesses, responder agencies, and crisis response. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There's a family gathering for the 4th of July at the home of 83-year-old Penny Dupree in Hunt. Now, Hunt's where Camp Mystic is located.
Yeah, right,
well,
this in the heart of it.
Kind of the epicenter. Well, the water started to rise early in the morning on July 4th. There were nine people inside that house, and all nine made it out. Unbelievable. Tad and Gina Dupree, they live in Irving. They were there visiting Tad's mother, and they're joining us live right now on KRLD. Guys, good morning.
Morning to you.
Good morning.
It's been 1 week, and we were saying earlier, it must seem like a month or two since this.
It is very surreal. That is absolutely correct.
How y'all hanging in there?
You know, we know that we're blessed and we are very grateful to be alive. But people are like, I'm glad you're okay. And I'm like, we are anything but okay at this point in time. So, but we appreciate you having us on. So we want
you guys, I guess when did you first realize at what point in the morning did you look out and say, we got a problem here?
You know, it's thanks to Tad's mom, Penny, who woke up in the night, and when she went into the bathroom, she realized there was a plumbing issue. And we've had plumbing issues recently, and so it was top of mind for her personally. So she came and knocked on our door immediately. And when we walked out and started to see water coming into the house at a fast pace, we realized pretty quickly in about 10 minutes that we had an issue. Woke everybody up, told them, get your shoes on, get in the loft. And so it happened really quickly.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
No. Talk about what?
Yeah, talk about exactly what happened next and how you guys were able to get out.
Sure. So once we realized it wasn't a plumbing problem, I looked out on the front porch and I saw the river going along my mom's front porch. And it just contextually, when you see that at 3 o'clock in the morning after just waking up, you just can't wrap your head around it. I actually cracked the door and water started to rush in, and I slammed the door and locked it. And that's when, you know, we garnered the troops and said, put your shoes on, get up in the loft. The doors blew off while we were going up there. And so mom and I had to fight our way through all the furniture and logs and everything that were coming in the front door.
Wow.
And then, you know,
I think part of it, too, was we had water from the river on one side and then coming down the hill on the other side.
Yeah.
So the house was getting it from both sides.
Ordinarily, how close is that house to the river ordinarily?
150 yards.
So a football field and a half, basically, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we're far away. Look, we got a warning at 6 o'clock the night before. We got a warning at 1 o'clock in the morning. I woke up and was like, man, we're not going to be able to get across the Schumacher crossing today because the flood's going to happen. And that just means stay away from the normal places that are getting flooded. This was unprecedented. This was unbelievable. So,
you get up to the loft.
We do get up to the loft. We say our Father who art in heaven and a couple Hail Marys. And we're just like going, there's no way that the water's going to get up here. And within 20 minutes, it's within a foot to 6 inches of getting to where we are. And we're like, we have to make a plan. And so we try to go out the roof, and I realize we have a metal roof. And so then we pivot and say, let's make a hole in the wall. And so I take my pocket knife and cut a hole in the sheetrock. We punch our fist through it. Justin Lewis and Grantham Akerley. Grantham's my son-in-law, and Justin is my youngest daughter's boyfriend. All adults, all three of us and my daughter Tabitha ripped out the sheetrock, ripped out the stuff, and then started. We had some buoys from lobster traps that were used as decorations, and we used those as battering rams. And, you know, we each took our turn. It took about 20 minutes for us to beat a small hole through the wood. And then there was like construction wrapping around the house, so it was impossible to get through that. So if we hadn't had the pocket knife, we wouldn't have been able to cut a hole. And I mean, it was a group effort. If Justin and Grantham and Tabby and I hadn't been there, I don't know what would have happened. But we got about an 18-inch hole. You want to take it?
Went through the hole. The water was up to about a foot below the hole, which is the roof line, above the roof line of the house. So we each, one at a time, went through the hole and fell into the water and swam over to the roof and were able to crawl up the roof. This includes passing our one-year-old daughter, granddaughter, and our three-year-old grandson, and swimming with them up there. And then we're able to get up to the roof. But we're stuck up there for about an hour and a half in lightning, thunder, on a metal roof. So we were just singing the songs of our Mass to calm each other and just
hallelujah, those
babies. Yeah.
Yeah, praise the Lord. I mean, you know, we were protected. We may not have been protected like we wanted to be protected, but we were protected. And and so but now, you know, we have 10 minutes here. I believed we were going to die. And my mom will tell you that she didn't think we were going to die, but I had no idea, right? So you know, we're all a little whacked out at
that
the moment.
I was going to ask you, because when we first got you on, we asked you how you're doing, and you said, frankly, not too well. What goes through your mind a week later? I mean, given all the death and destruction
we're still racing the scenario through. I mean, I'm waking up in the middle of the night with water dreams and can't reach my granddaughter. But I could, right? But
and then our hearts are with those that are still down there, you know, those that are waiting to find out the status of loved ones, those that are working tirelessly to do everything they can for the people, for this, you know, the cleanup, all the things. And we're up here kind of in this bubble, and it's a little hard. So we feel like we really want to do whatever we can to get as much help to that area as possible.
Yeah. And we see, you know, people on social media and people in the media, you know, trying to affix blame or whatever. And, you know, we're Texans. We don't blame people for anything. We show up when the floods rise, so do we. And there is no way anyone could have predicted what this was. We've been going down there for 45 years. And this type of thing was such a fluke. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are like, oh, well, this river has done this. Yeah, it's done it 50 times. It's done it 5 times in my lifetime. And guess what? Every one of those times is just, hey, avoid the low river water crossings and, you know, stay back and don't drive through water. But this was something way different. So,
and we, you know, we definitely want to learn from this, you know, learn from this and fix it. But let's pull together as a community.
Yep.
And I love that our Texas culture of faith and community is on display for the world to see. It's one of the
praise
things
God,
I cherish,
man.
And
awesome. Praise God
for that.
Seven adults, 2 babies, and
you
and
got your dogs
and
out
the,
too.
And the dogs too.
Yeah.
Yep, the dog made it too.
Absolutely. Yep. That's important.
God's will.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Guys, listen, I can't thank you enough for taking a few minutes to speak with us. This is just an amazing story. You know, you guys are lucky that entire house didn't just come off off the foundation and float down the river.
Like you said, you were protected, man.
Once we got on the roof, we didn't share that part of the story, but once we got on the roof and thought we were safe, the house started to disintegrate, and you could hear it.
Yep.
And we had to look at each other and go, all right, what's the plan when the house goes?
So we had our eyes on a tree. That's where we were going to go.
Yep. But it didn't crumble.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.